on that, your testament base, the second Tosfos that is going on the Mishnah. We had in the Mishnah, Big Day Am Ha'oret Medras Lepushim. The Godim of Am Ha'oret, we consider, Kilo, there was a Tumas Medras, Legabi Pushim. So Tosfos says, the Chayshinam Shema Yashva Ishtai Nida Alayim. As we will see, as the Tosfos progresses, Tosfos is saying, Chazal never made Am Ha'oret b'darabonan asher hev adin zot, and therefore that he should create a tumas medres on his begodim, we don't have to be chayish. Now the chayishinon shema yashva ishtoi nida alayim. We are chayish since we do not rely on the shmirah of a Am Ha'oret, so we are afraid maybe Ishtai Nide was Yashva Alayim, and since we're Chayish for this, so therefore it has a Din Tumas Medras, an Abatume, Kedisa Bepeg Beis Dechule. Avu Mishum Atzmai, Loi Chayishinam, but Alt Ta Am Ha'oret alone, we will see Legabi other halachas, he does have a din of azov. Afal pikein, be'enei metame behesaita. He is not metame to mesheset. So the only reason is only alts ishtai, shema yoshva ishtai nidalein. Bechein mashme shili dinizokin. The porich, there it's speaking about that Truma was given over to an Am Ha'oret to be shomeret. So the Gemara says, "V'leiche sheme tasitem ishtai nida." Then the Gemara asks, "Let's be afraid, ishtai nida might be maset the Truma." Again, it's speaking about mestomane and a klicheres that mukif tzamet posel. There's no shash negiye, but sheme tasitem ishtai nida. Bechaint nan perik shvi de taris, haganovim shenichnosu labayis, haganovim which entered abayis, einay tome elam mokeim ragle haganovim, the room which the ganovim entered, so the dvorim which are mekabel tome benegiye, all these inyonim are tome. Avol mishkovois, umayshavois, Uchli cheres amukofim tahirim. But the mishkov and moishov and the kli cheres amukofim, that means if it's mukiv tzomet posel, so there's no shash negiya over here. The only shash is, the din is that azov is metamem a kli cheres that's mukiv tzomet posel behesed. That means even though there's no, like this, we know that a klicheres is not mekabel tume migaboy from the outside, only mitoichoy, afal pikein, azov is metame a klicheres beheset. So there it says, the ganovim that go into a room, so the room they entered, everything is tame, besides the mishkoves and the mishoves, and the klicheres amukofim tohirim. Now these ganovim zicha are genuine amaratim, they zichah have a din of a tumas Am Ha'oret, afal pikein, the mishkoveis and meishoveis in that room, in the klicheres, hamukofim toira. Alme, the loy metame, the tumas Am Ha'oret is not metame, loy masse, the loy hesed. Bechitnan hosom, we learned a mishneh, hador im Am Ha'oret b'chotzer. If a person is living together with an Am Ha'oret in a chotzer, b'shochach kelim b'chotzer, and he forgot the leftover kelim b'chotzer, afilu chovios hamukofos tzomit posel. So we don't have to declare there was a negiye of the Am Ha'oret in the inside of the chovyes, because they were mukiv tzomet posel, they were sealed. Tmeim, the Tame, so Akochach, the reason we're Chayish Letume is because of Hesed. Hosem Bishvilishtoi. There, the fear is not because of the Amor, it's because of his wife. She'i Lisham, she's also there. Teida midinoket lishne didire hador im amaoret b'chot. So he's living together with an amaoret, so that means the amaoret is also living there. So dire means dire ish v'ishtoi. So b'meile, there we are chayish, that could be a heset occurred, al yidei ishtoi. So Taisvis brought a few chayish, that by a Ma'oretz, there never was a Chashash, Mishkav, Moishev, and Hesed. Ach Koshe, Bisnan, Hosam, La'el, Minei. Now, let's, the Taisis brings down here the Mishnah Bekitzer. Let us just read over the Mishnah. This is a Mishnah Perek Zayin, Mishnah Heide Taretz. The Mishnah says as follows. Hameiniach, Am ha'oretz b'soich b'soi l'shomroi. A person left over an am ha'oretz b'soich b'soi l'shomroi. Bizman shehu roye es ha'nichnosim v'es ha'yoytzim. Bizman the balabos. So this am ha'oretz is a shomer, mistami is a shomer for chayshem mishpat. He's a chayshem mishpat a kishomer. Now there's problems of Taris also. So the Mishnah says as follows. Bizman shehu royes anechnosim esayetim. So for the present time, we will learn pshat that means that the balabos can see the nechnosim and the yoitzim. He sees who enters, who doesn't enter, who's in the house. Ha'oichlin v'hamashkin u'klicheres ha'psuchim t'meim. So the oichlin v'hamashkin klicheres ha'psuchim, which are available for this amoret to touch, as long as he'll touch them, they'll become t'meim. So we say they're t'meim. Avol ha'mishkavois v'hamoishavois u'klicheres ha'mukofim t'meim posol t'meim. But the Mishkov and the Moishav and the Klicheres and Mokofim Tzomet Posol is Tahir. That Bizman Shehu Roye. Vim Einoi Roye. But what if the Balabos cannot see who enters? Vim Einoi Roye Loyas and Ichnosim Loyas Hayyitzim. Afilu Moivil Vafilu Kofus. Even though this Am Ha'oretzu Shomer is a Gidein. He can't walk. He's tied. Hakel tomei. Everything is tomei. The mishkavos, the moishavos, and the klicheres. I'm a kofim tomei posel. Now, before we'll try to explain what bothered Tosfos, lemaise the marsha, the chazanish bring down that the emerson. This is a very innocent mishnah, and zakert. We have to try to figure out what bothered Tosfos. This Mishnah is a beautiful Mishnah, which is very much masim to what Tosfos had said till now. The Rishonim learn pshat in the Mishnah as follows. We have to know an Am Ha'oretz, you cannot rely on Am Ha'oretz legabi tumevitare. That's taken for granted. So let us look at the Mishnah, and the Mishnah is beautiful. Hameiniach amaoretz b'soich b'isei l'shomre. He brought in an amaoretz. Now, bizman shehu royes anichnosim v'sayoytzim, if the balabos can see who is entering, who's not entering, now what are we afraid of? We're afraid a woman might enter, a goy might enter. Well, a woman enters, could be she's a nida, a goy has a dinzov, which is metame beheset and be Mishkav and Moshe, but if he, the balabos, sees who's entering or not, the balabos is monitoring who's entering or not. So then the Mishnah says as follows: Ha'oichlin v'hamashkin u'klicheres apsuchim t'meim. So my mail is like this: This shomer the human being also, so we're zicher afraid he might go and touch the food, the oichlin, the mashkin, klicheres ha-psuchim is tmeyim. Avol ha-mishkovois v'ha-moishovois klicheres ha-mokofim tzomit posel tahirim. Mishkov ha-moishov is toyer. What there to be afraid of? He's not metamba b'mishkov ha-moishov, that's what Taisa said before. An amoritz is not metam mishkov ha-moishov. Klicheres ha-mokofim tzomit posel is also toyer, because Vim einoy roy. What is, so the mission is mechaber. What if the balabos cannot monitor who's entering this house? Loyas anichnasim v'loyas hayayitzim. Afilu moyvo v'afilu kofis. Afilu the shomer can't move around too much. So that does not mean that people will not enter because of the shomer. Even the shomer is stuck to his mokay. It's hakel tomei. So hakel tomei means that if the balabos is not watching who enters, so we have to declare, maybe a woman entered, maybe a guy entered, and some amela, hakel tomei. Some amela, maybe they were meisit to the klicheres, maybe they sat down on the mishkoveis and meishoveis. That's how the rishonim learned pshat in the Mishnah. And Ladavinenu, if Taisus would have learned like that, it would have been wonderful. So the Mele of Akel, this Mishnah is mamish what Taisus is saying. That Abba Oret is not metama tumas esit. He's not metama mishka v'moishiv, and that's what the Mishnah is saying. Now Taisus did not learn like this. Taisus understood pshat that the tumah is coming from the Am Ha'oretz. The Tum is not coming from another person. It's coming from the Am Ha'oretz. Now, how do we understand? So let's again look at the Mishnah. Aminiach Am Ha'oretz b'seich b'esoy. B'zman shiray nichnosim v'ayayitzim. So when the Balabos can see, so the Chazanish says, we have to add another note. B'zman shiray nichnosim v'ayayitzim is le'mal le'moyret. This is the Mechalzim. Worried about the Nechnosim V'yaitzim. But we don't clear for Nechnosim V'yaitzim if we don't know about it. V'hayayishvim, that means the Balabos can watch what this Amma'oretz is doing. Is Memele, if the Balabos can watch what Amma'oretz is doing, so Memele, so what is the din? So the din is that the Oichlen and Mashkin in Klicheres Apsuchim Tmeim. That means he took me for a Shomer. I'm not going to stand like a dummy over here. I touch food. So those things are Tumim. The mission is very good. Okay, so far the Klicheres Hamukofim, Tzomet Posel, the Mishkovis and the Meishovis are Tahirim. So far, so good. Now, what does it say further? Bizman she einay roya nichnosim vahayoitzim vahayoishvim. But this man when the balabos cannot monitor what the shomer is doing. Afilu moivil, afilu kofus, afilu the shomer cannot maneuver too well. He's a gideim. Kloim a gideim, that's a moivil, or kofus means he's tied up. Sheine yochel leilech. Hakel tummy, everything is tummy. So what does that mean? If the balabos cannot keep an eye on the shomer, everything is tummy. Everything is tummy means that the klicheres and mekofim tummit posel is tummy. It means the mishkovis are tummy. And who did it become tummy from? From the shomer. That's how Taisus understood. If you watch the shomer, so then you see what he's doing, and the shomer knows you're watching him also. If you don't watch the shomer, so everything is tamei. So Taisvis got stuck. Taisvis understood whenever chayish, we got be chulin, whenever chayish, tamazay, a woman will come in, tamazay, oistrach, nice, we're not chayish. But we have over here a shomer who maybe walks around with difficulties, but we have to be chayish that he made a chuban here. And therefore, we're chayish for the klicheres amukofim tzomit posel. So now, Taisvis got stuck. This does not stim with what we said till now. Till now, we said that one does not have to be afraid of the hesed of a Amoritz. And here it says not like that. For Yonirali, that's what bothered. One second. And Taisal Mshara, Philomaiva, Philokophis, Kloy Megidim, Shen Yochalele, Hakal Tommy. So everything is Tommy, we're afraid he was Matama, everything was the Balabos can watch. Vein Loy Madosam Nami Bishvil Ishtoi. Dominiach Tony, Loshna Koy, doesn't say that he's Do there. It says that he left an Amoritz there. So it doesn't seem that his wife is there also. For oid maya filo moibol eze revusa habe, kibin la betume bishvil ze, and number two, that seems Tais understood the chiddush of the Mishnah is, since you can't watch, since the Balabos cannot watch what the Shemer is doing, so Mamela, even though if the Shemer has difficulties walking around, you have to declare, he walked around the whole house, he was metame the whole house, and he was metame the klicheres on a coffin, some apostle. Now, so how does this come out? Voyanira li the lav taime mishum hesed elo mishum de torach umizay. So Tosfos wants to for emphasize this Mishnah that he's not metame behesed. And Amoritz is a metame behesed. No, the torach umizay. That means we're afraid if no one is watching him. He's going to open up this klicheres amukiv tomet posel, and he's going to touch the things inside. That's what we're afraid of. Now, v'chi roye es hanichnosim, if the balaboske watches actions, is miltis, the nitvis kigana. That means he knows this is not proper, really. If you have a sealed klicheres, to go and open it up and stick your finger in, that's not menschlich. It's nitvus all of kiganet. So my mail is like this. So that's pshat in the reisha. Pshat in the reisha is that that if the balabos is watching him, he knows he's being watched. So he won't have the audacity to open up the klicheres hamukiv tzomit posel because nitvus all of kiganet. This would be very embarrassing. The balabos will see what he's doing, so he'll never open it up. Hasota, he's not metame behesed. The other things he touches, well, that's innocent. He's not doing anything wrong. Somebody to touch something, so he's not doing anything wrong. In the sefer, as long as the balabos cannot keep an eye on him, again, so then he's all to open up the klicheres hamukiv tzomet posel, and he'll be metame b'magen. Finished. That's how Tosfos for M for the Mishnah. Now, the Chazaynish in Taris, Simentes Oistezvov, asks, one second, we're not finished with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah speaks about the Mishkovais and the Meshovais also. Now, the Mishnah says, Bizman Shehuroye, so the Mishkov and Meshov is toil. Bizman the Mishkav Moishav is Tomei. Now, first of all, let's go to the Sefer first. Why is the Mishkav Moishav Tomei? Now, here we have Tumas Mishkav Moishav. Bishlaimah by the Klicheres, Taisus Erenetz. It's not Tumas Hesed, it's Tumas Mage, Taisus Erenetz, how to be Metame, the Klicheres Hamukiv Tzomet Posel. But what with the Mishkav Moishav? So the Chazaynish says, so it would seem from this Taisvis that Taisvis already is a Moide B'miktsis. That means, an Amoritz is Metame B'mishka B'moishav. That you don't even eat it. You have to say Metame B'mishka B'moishav. No, but Hesed not. Al-Kaponim Taisvis, Al-Kaponim wanted to avoid that with Hesed, he's not Metame. So now the Chazaynish asks, so if he's Metame B'mishka B'moishav, let's go back to the Reisha. So what Bizman the Balabais is watching him, so Bish Loim the Klicheres Amukiv Tzomet Posel, he doesn't have the audacity to open up. It's Nitzvah Salaf Kagana. But what's the Mishkav Moishev over here? But why isn't the Mishkav Moishev Tommy in the Reisha when he's watching him? This guy, if we see according to Taisvis, that the Maoritz could be Metama Mishkav Moishev, so why in the Reisha isn't it Tommy? So the Chazanish says we have to say Pshat according to Taisvis that he led into the Yamaoritz into his house, he gave him a few instructions. He had no intentions of tabling his mattresses and sofas and thus. So he told them, listen, don't you dare sit on the Mishka B'Moshe. And that he told them. And the Klicher Samukiv Tzomet Posli understood himself, he has no right to open it up. So Memele, so it's only Tomei, the things which he can innocently touch. Mashain came the minute the Balabos cannot see him anymore, so Memele, forget about it, then everything's Tomei, the Mishka of the Moshe, and the Kli Cheres Hamukim Tzomet Posel is Tomei, not Altesed, Alts Maga. We're afraid he opened it up, and he touched it, and then he sealed it back again. So Kaponim, Taisvis got away with this Mishnah halfway. According to the Dvei Chazon, he says, Zakoch Namos is Metam of a Mishka of a Moish. Al Kaponim Behesed, he's not Metam. Avul Koshali, Taisvis says, I have another problem, another Mishnah there. This Nan Hosom, Anoyel Beis Habad Bifnei Habadodim. Now, let me just say over how the Rishonim learn Pshat in this Mishnah. And this again, the Marshon Chazinish Amoirer. If Taisus would have learned like the Rishonim, there wouldn't be any problem in this Mishnah either. This Mishnah is read, the Rishonim explained this Mishnah as follows. Hanoil Beis Habad Bifnei Habadodim means like this. Someone wanted to make Shemin Petare. So he went and hired Amaratzim to make the Shemin, the Beis Habad. So after he hired them, he took them all to the mikveh first. He told them, Rabbeisai, we're making Shemin Betare. So he took them all to the mikveh, he tabled them. The Ois Amaratzim, now they're Tohoyrim. Now, but an Amaoritz is, as we'll see later in the Gemara, an Amaoritz is very friendly with other Amaratzim also. He doesn't. So if you're going to stamazay leave these Amaratzim in this Beis Habad, their friends might pass by and they might have a shmuz and they'll give him shalom aleichem, aleichem shalom, and they'll become tamei from their friends. So hanoyel Beis Habad bifnei habadodim. He was metaya these badodim. And he went and he shut the Beis Habad. It shut from the outside. No one can go in. So it's wonderful. Baruch Hashem. He put them all in the mikveh. Now the door is shut from the outside. No problem whatsoever. Just one problem. Bahoyu shom kelim tmei medras. Usually good things don't happen too often. From a mele he forgot there was kelim tmei medras in this Beis Habad, which he forgot to be metaya. So now the Shaila is over there, what's going to happen? Will they be smart enough not to become Tomei from these Kalim? It seems these Kalim, there was a sign on them, Kalim Tomei Medris. Would they be smart enough? Will they become Tomei? Won't they become Tomei? That's one thing. And then later, Rabbi Yossi says, Amemre v'chid mipnei ma tmeyim el shein ha-ma'oretz bekiyim behesed. Rabbi Yossi says, you know, if they know that these Kalim are Tamei Medes, they'll never touch it. Because, I mean, they know, they understand that there's an Indian over here to make Petare. But they don't know that a Kalim, which are Tamei Medres, is Metamei Behesed. So in Mela, they might move this Kalim without touching it. They're going to put gloves on themselves. And they won't touch this Kalim, but they'll become Tamei because they don't know. So that's what the Mishnah is speaking about. The Mishnah is speaking about a very innocent Shaila, that he was Metayr Damaratzim, and the Shaila is, will they become Tamei from these Kalim Tmeim Medras, which he forgot to be Metayr. That is the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi says, Amaratzim will unaware of Tumas Hesed, they'll become Tamei from these Kalim. So again, this is a very innocent Mishnah. Taisvis, the Chazaynish, the Marsha, they don't know how Taisvis learned Pshat in the Mishnah, but Al Kaponim, but the Taisvis just had two problems. Vahoyu Shom Kalim Tmei Medris, so Taisvis seemed to understand that these Kalim Tmei Medris comes through these Amaratzim. That's what Taisvis understood. So you see that an Amoretz is Metama Keli B'Medrash, and then if someone come around B'Yosich, they might make him or Shein Amoretz and Bekiim B'Heset. So Tosfos had a gor under a pshat in the Mishnah, the way all the Rishonim learn pshat. So this is difficult. Here you see that he's Metama B'Heset, Metama B'Medrash. But then Tosfos says, so this is a Bekiistik Kasha. Tosfos has found two Mishnayas that it would seem that a Maratzim are Metama B'Heset, Medrash. Then Tosfos asks, forget about Bekiist, Lomdus. Given the Chachamim Gozum Aleim Lias Kizovim Lachol Devrayim, since Lamaise and Amoretz is a din of Azov, we'll see later Legabi the Mayonis of an Amoretz. That means the din is a Zov, the Mayonis of a Zov are Tomei, which means the saliva that comes from his mouth, the Meiraglayim, have a din of an Avatume, which is, we'll see, which is Matame, Bemase, Behesed. These dinim apply to Azov. So Tosfos says, "V'kiven the Chachamim gozrim liyis kizovim l'chol divrayim," that the mayonis of an amoretz are also tomei. Amai ein mitamim beheset medras kedin zov. And Tosfos says, "I mean, nochal, forget about the rayis. You'll be mefakvik with the rayis." But Tosfos says, "In lomdus, if they gave him a din zov l'gabi other dinim, why l'gabi heset? Isn't he a din zov?" By the gozal em ayonis lakama, the gozal roike kidin mashke zove zove. The first was some of Gabi other dinim, yes, a din of a zove, yes, a din of an avatume, and there's a din of a zove lagabi mayonis. Va'oid motzino bepeirik benoiskus. Now, Tosfos brings a gemara mesech this need. The Mishnah in benoiskusim speaks about kusim. Now, kusim had two cheschoines. Number one, they were amaratzim. So all atumis amaoretz, whatever an amaoretz is metame, they're also metame. There was another problem by kusim. By kusim, they were mitzad echod frum, and this frumkeit brought about a tremendous kilkul. What was their frumkeit? Their frumkeit was as follows. By the kusim, as soon as their wives saw dam, so whatever color dam she saw was yorik or whatever it was, she's a nida already. So she started counting shiva shimei nidas. Now, that would seem like a very innocent chumre, but it was a terrible kula. That means what really happened? Happened as follows. That means, let's say she saw dam yorik on a Sunday. So she's 7 days, she's going to be a nida. So she's counting her 7 days. Then the fifth day, on Thursday, she sees dam odim. So theoretically, she just became a nida now. She has to start counting now from Thursday, she has to start counting 7 days, because dam yorik is not dam nida. That's what really should have been. But they were machmer, and this chumra was a merdeke kula, so they started counting from Sunday. So memele, Shabbos, she finished the Yemei Nidus already, and she tabled herself Maitzai Shabbos, and finished. And she's toyer already. She's toyer Rachmon and Itzlon, and her husband was boyelah, so her husband was a boyel nida. So memele, these kusim had in themselves there was tarti l'reyes, and they had two chesroines. Chesor, number one, they were maratzim, they had a tumas amaretz, and number two, they were boyle nidis. They were boyle nidis, so the Mishnah says they were metame mishkov tachtoim ke'elyoim. That means the mishkov of a boyle nide is metame oichlen amashkin. It's ke'elyoinei shelzov. Not like a nide. A nide, the mishkov of a nide is metame kalim. And this is only, it has a din of an avatume. The mishkov of a boyel nida has a din of a rishin letume. Fine. It's metama oichlen amashkin, number one. And then the Mishnah says, but if trume will touch this mishkov, we will not burn the trume. And that the Gemara is a problem over there. Why not? That means that al shisha sveike soifum es atrume. Zich it's a sofik. It's a sofik. Maybe he's a boil nida, maybe not a boil nida. But why aren't you soif the trume? That the Mishnah has a problem. So but let us just one more minute to say what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the mishkev hatachtein of this pussy is a din of a rishin l'tume, number one, but we will not be soiref tume that touches this mishkev. So the Gemara wants to understand why not. So the Gemara says, hoche bekusi shetoval. No, the Mishnah isn't a poshut case. The Mishnah is speaking about a kusi that was tevel himself. V'doras al big dechova, and after the tvila, he walked over a big dechova, and that's this mishkav tachtein. Walked over a big dechova. Deim ishum tumis ha-maoretz, so now the Gemara's make a cheshbin, what tumis are applicable. Deim ishum tumis ha-maoretz, hotovole, so he tabled himself. Now, anegei alonu, so Tosis was stuck from this Gemara. Says the Gemara explained, why do we not have to be choishish for tumis madris? Because he titled himself al samore. Then the Gemara goes later in tumis bayal nida. But the Gemara starts off al tumis madris. We do not have to be choishish because he titled himself. So you see, klar enough in the Gemara that amaoretz is metame tumis madris. Al me'iloi tovel metame medrus. So these are the problems that Tosfos said. V'tiretz Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam says a shtikl mahalach to be miyashiv most of the shverikai. The vadai einei metame medrus. And Al me'oretz is not metame medrus. The hesed. The mishum takonis hashuk nogabo. Why not? We ask the kasha and lomdis. He give him azov legabi this. He has to be azov legabi all halachas. No, he says the mishum takonis hashuk nogabo kedem rinin v'shala oilam layimtzu adam mavi chavis mimokim lamokim. That means if you're going to give an am haoretz a din zov legabi hesed, so you'll never be able to move any of your chavisim, because who are you going to get? Who are you going to get to move them? The Purushim you're going to get. They're not in the moving business. The Amaratim are in the moving business. So Lamaisa, and if you're going to say that them a tamer behesed, there's no hashrek. Ben geizrin gzeira ala tziba elim ken yechaylim lamid bo. Some mele. So when they gave him a din of tumas zov, they gave him tak a din of a zov, they did not give him Lagabi Tumis Hesed, nor did Lagabi Tumis Medris also. Again, so what we can do with that the Mishnah in Perik Zion, Mishnah of Paris, that it says when he couldn't watch the Shema, so the Mishkav is Atome, the Chazani said it would seem from there that he is Metama Tumis Mishkav. Here the Rabbeinu Tam, it doesn't bother him. Somehow, Rabbeinu Tam assumes that he's not Matama Tumas Madras either. So you have to know what he did with that Mishnah. Maybe he learned like all the other Rishonim, that Mishnah Bechlal wasn't problematic, as we had mentioned before. Rabbeinu Tam says later, and it would seem also like this, that Amaoritz is not Matama Behesed. Sheini Matama Behesed. Why? The Mishnah says as follows. Hareisha hoyu chamorov upayalov tuunim taharis. The chamorov upayalov umaratzim, they were carrying taharis. Taharis toiris. It's toir. Bim omar lechu. Now the seifa of the Mishnah is, we told them, you should go ahead, I'll catch up with you. So then, it's tummy. Umasik, so the Gemara asks, Maishna Reisha or Maishna Seife? What's the difference in the Reisha and the Seife? Umishani, and the Gemara answers, B'metaya Chamorov Upayalov, Lekach, speaking about that he was Metayer them, they were Amaratzim, he was Metayer them. And then we differentiate between the Reisha and the Seife. Obo Mashme, the Loimuki Lo, B'metaya, רק משום דקשלי רישה לסייפה, ולי קשלי דמתם עלי בהסד, משום דקים לי דלי מתמי. Period. So Taisva says, the Gemara says later that a person had chamorov upoyalov, they were carrying taris, and the Gemara did not that, and it says the taris are toyer, and the Gemara did not that in Eilish, how are they toyer? The maratim, they're carrying it, so it should be tummy to mezes. The Gemara had a problem, a stira deration, the safe, and then the Gemara makes, and the kinta, speaking about metar chamorov upoyalov. So vayis tachoyis, without being a boki, without knowing the sefer, you learn the reish of the Mishnah, you can understand the reish of the Mishnah. So the Rebbe in time says, how can you understand the reish of the Mishnah? He said, Namorot. Namorot is metame behesed. How do you understand the reish of the Mishnah? So the Rebbe in time says, so you see from this mayasot, that even though Chazal gave an Namorot a din zof, never legabi hesed. So Mamela, no, there's a problem in the Reish and the Sefer, we had to make a Kimtis over there. Period. So that's a raya to the Rabbeinu Tam. Vahide Nide. Now, we had a Gemara Nide, which is also a problematic Gemara. The Gemara is speaking about a Kusi over there. So the Gemara said as follows, that the Kusi stepped on a Beged of a Chover, that Beged becomes a Rishon. So the Gemara says like this, but since he toivled himself, he won't be metame as Am Haoretz, he won't be metame the Beged by being doiris on it, because he toivled himself. So you see that an Am Haoretz is metame bedrise. So Taisha says, no, but he didn't need the beloi tovel metamelei. If he won't be toivel himself, he will be metamed b'mage. There, we're talking about, we'll see, he's walking barefoot. He's speaking samazay akusi yorim. He said, the Gemara does not mean tumis medres. The Gemara means if he'll walk on the beged of the parush, so he'll be metamed b'mage. For her, the knockout v'dora, so why did the Gemara mention that it's speaking about, that he stepped on it, it's speaking about tumis mage, so, he doesn't have to step on it, he can touch it also. Mishum de boilem heavy beged chover letachas chagle shel kusi. The Gemara wanted it should be called tachtov shel kusi. So the Gemara, if so it's tachtov, so we wanted he's walking on top of it. Doch ikton ihosem asnisem etame mishkev tachtein, that the mishkev tachtein of the boil, of the kusi is kelye. Ve'ein lahakshoy. About Kaponim, so Taisva says, Lemaise, that what the Gemara says, that is not metamen, als Amoret, because he tabled himself, so Taisva says, if he wouldn't table himself, he'd only be metama als Negiye. And he is touching it. No, the Gemara says, since he tabled himself, he's not touching it either. So Taisa says, if there's no Tumas Medres, so why do you have to say he's not Metame the Beged because he wasn't Tavel himself, because he Tavel himself, is that fine? He didn't Tavel himself. It's Ben Ragler the Beged. And let us say, if he's not, doesn't have Tumas Medres, so say Posh is like this. Alt Amma or it, he's not Metame the Beged, he didn't touch it. Period. So why do you have to say he toivled himself? Forget about the tefillah. If there's no Tumas Medres, only Tumas Mag, he didn't touch the beggar. So Taisha says, "Mshim dal kochoch itztech lo'uk mikshe toval, keich deleve svek sveike, dilei tove mali boil bekorev, mali boil berochik." We had mentioned before that it says in that Mishnah that this kusi is metame mishkav tachten ke'elyin, that means the mishkav becomes a rishon l'tume, it's metame oichlo n'mashkin, but if tume will touch this mishkav, it is toil. The Gemara asks Akasha over there, why is it toil l'choyre the seifen tume, you're not seiref the tume. So the Gemara asks, why aren't you seiref the tume, or shisha sveike seifem as a tume? So the Gemara explains there as follows. We're really afraid he's a boy on either. Now, but so really there's a svek sveke. This is suffix number one, who says his wife saw Dam Yorik first, and then later she saw Dam Odin. Who says that was? It's possible, one suffix. But who says that she taka saw Dam Yorik first, and was mashlim the Dam Nidus with this Dam Yorik? Number two, afilo she did see Dam Yorik first, but who says he toiveled in the 7 day period that he was boyla? Maybe he was boyla 2 weeks ago. He became a boyl nida. And so he's tummy 7 days, and now he toiveled himself. So it could be the tvila could help out boyl nida also. So memela, so the Gemara says you're not seiref the truma because it's a svek svek. Maybe he wasn't a boyl nida. And if he was a boyl nida, maybe the tvila helped. So you have to say there was a tefillah there already. That's the only way you can say pshat in the Mishnah. Why did you not say it as a truma? So Taisi asked the Kasha, why do you have to say that he toibled himself? A tefillah on tefillah, you could say that the beggar didn't become tomei. So Taisi said, al tzamore. So Taisi says, that's true, but we have to say that he toibled himself because of boil needed. So Mamela, the Gemara mentioned that he's a boil needed. That's what Taisu says. Keched levet svek sveke, dilei tovo, mali boil bekorov, mali boil berochek. He was boil recently or a long time ago. He's still only one sofek, a sofek boil needed. Bekitzer, so far we had the shittes harabeinu tam. The Rabbeinu Tam said, anama oretz is not metame beheset ubemedris. And the reason was because it's a double she engaisim zera tzibam ken yecholim lamed by. They cannot make all the amaratzim zovim legabi hesed, and we'd have problem. We'd have moving problems. Who's going to move all our kelim and those? So memele. So they never were geizer tumis medres vehesed an amoretz. For Rav Rabbi Moshe mipunte vayze meforish. Rav Moshe mipunta vayze goes all the other way. He says, Mishum davar ma'oretz einei metame kizov. He says, not pshat is the way the Rabbi Natam says that ma'oretz is a zov. And so, l'gabi certain halachas, he has a din zov, l'gabi hesed, he doesn't have a din zov. He says, no, they never made him a zov. El rak mitam begodov. Mishum shuhu noisei hamedres shulavash begodov sheyoshva aleihem ishtay nide. That means the whole chayma of the amaoretz is not mitzad atzmoi, no, it's mitzad the begodim that he's wearing. That means like this. Let us, the amaoretz has a wife. The wife, she leans on his clothes. She can sit on these clothes. So the clothing that he is wearing is a medras hanide. That's what we are really chayish for. So memele, so that has a, it's an avatume. Now the halacha is, if a person is carrying a medras hanide, kozman he's mechuber to the medras hanide, he has a din of an avatume also. Kozman is carrying it. He'll touch kelim, the kelim will become tumah, will become a rishon l'tum. He has a din of an avatume. So memele, so the Rav Moshe mipuntavayze said, amur deke iluyis. He said they never made him a zov. He's not a zov. No, pshad is the schoime as a din of an avatume, is metame kelim, because he's wearing begodim, which are a medres hanide. He's wearing begodim, which his wife sat on. So memele, therefore, if he'll touch kelim, he'll be metame the kelim. Yeah. Mushim the Bamorat ain't a metamik is of Alarak mitam begodov, Mishem Shul Neise Hamedris. He is carrying a medris, Shulovish begodov, Shiosh Malay Mishtenida. He's wearing begodim that his wife sat on them. Period. So that's why he's a din of an avatuma to be metamik elim. Vitzi Neira Shaloi Tome, and when he spits, his saliva will be metame. You know why? Mishum, not because he has a din zov like the Rabbeinu Tam learned, they gave him a din zov that the Mayonis had told me. Mishum shenoga bisfoso. No, he's an avatume. Koltman is wearing the begodims, he's an avatume. So the saliva, as soon as it leaves his body, so it touches his lips, so it becomes a rishin l'tume. So it's a rishin l'tume, that's it. Vikoshe. So Taisvis asks, and Ramoshe mi pontevaise, domrine beperik benois kusim, a very interesting maise. The Gemara says as follows. Maise bekoyin godel shaholach bishuk. Koyin godel was walking in the street, and it seems he comes and meets up a tzedoiki. Now, this tzedoiki had two potentials. Number one, he was an Amoritz. Number two, could be he was like the Kusim, so it could be he was a Boyonide. And he was a juicy speaker, so he started speaking to the Kohen Gadol, and some of his saliva fell on the Kohen Gadol's begodim. That's what happened. Now, the Kohen Gadol, he wasn't a Catholic Kanye, so first he was very worried if this person is a Boyel Nidah. We'll see, that bothered him. He wanted to find out if he's a Boyel Nidah. So before he continued the conversation, he broke off the conversation with this Tzedoiki, and he went and visited his wife. When he went to visit the wife of this tzaddiki, he gave her a questionnaire, how she's shema hilchus nide. She told him, she knows, dam yorik is not dam nide. She knows, she took a crash course in hilchus nide. She does everything al pi haloche. No, so the tzaddiki heard this, that the Kohen Gadol heard this. So my male is not a boil nide. Oh Hashem, that calmed him down. Now let us see right to the Gemara. The Korav Eitzel Ishta, he went to the wife, and the wife told him she's a Shemere Silchus Nide, and Memele calmed them down. Uporich, so the Gemara asks, V'teipik lei mishum tzinoire da'amoret. Listen, why are you so calm? Good. So he's not a boil neither, but he's an amoritz, the tzedaiki. So memele, it's a tzedaiki da amoritz. Klaima, afilu loyhoya tome bishvil ishtoi. That means, so what did you accomplish over here? You ran right away to the wife, and then you heard he's not a boil neither, but he's an amoritz. So Toisves asks Sakashi, what do you mean? He didn't give out this Kohen Gadol. Adrab. Hoyo, the imboyo nida hoyo. So Toisves says, listen, he accomplished a lot. If this tzedaiki would be a boyo nida, hoyo nitmo hu ubgodov. So now, if he'd be a boyo nida, so then the mayon, according to Ramoshe, mi punteweise, according to Ramesh Punta Vaise, there's no din mayonis on a maoretz. Let's go the other way around, before Ramesh Punta Vaise. According to the Rabbeinu Tam held that a maoretz is a din zov and his mayonis atomic. So according to the Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara is beautiful. The Gemara is sakash and the Kohen Gadol. What did you accomplish? He's not a boil neither. Fine. But he's a zov. He's not amoret. He's a zov. His mayon is a tome. So you tome me. What's the chilek? Alts boil nide. Alts zov. You tome. A good talk. There's no difference. There's a tome of mayonis. But according to Rav Moshe Mipunta Weise, so Taisi asks Rav Moshe de Kikash, oya terof keton. He says like this. If he'd be a boil nide, so the mele then there's a din tumis mayonis. So now, his, the roik of the tzedoiki is metame b'masui. So memele, he is carrying the Kohen Gadol b'chvoide b'atzmai is a noisei roikei shalzov. The roik is on his begodim, and he's wearing the begodim. So if this tzedoiki is not a boil nide, so lemaisa seramoshe mipuntavaisa says he's an amoret. So he's an amoret. So the whole tumah is that he's metame the right. he's a din of an ava tumah because he's wearing begodim which are medras shall ishtay nide. So lemaise, so the roik became a rishin l'tumah. So that he's not as up. So the roik will be metama the begodim and finished. The kain godel will be toya. So fractais is according to Ramoshe mipunta weise. What's the gemara's kash and the kain godel? Kain godel accomplished some a gewalt. He was mevarer that there is no tumas mayonis over here. There's no tumas eva over here. So he's toya. So the begodim will take care of. That's Taisus Kash and Ramayshi Mipunta Vaisa. So Taisus says, Porech, the Taipik lay Mishum Tsinayre, Bamoritz, claim, Atululay, how you tell me Bishvilishtoi, Ababi, it's Tommy out the Tsinayre. So Taisus is the other rabbi. Oh, you don't need boy, you need there, oh, you need Mahua, Begodov, can I say, Reiki Shozo? Vei Mishum Tsinayre, Bamoritz, Begid Lachudu, the Nitme. So according, to Ramoshe, Mipunta Weise, it's very schwer, what's the Gemara's Kasha? The Ein Loim of the Mishum Gufa Loiho Yechosh, it didn't bother him, his Gufa, go to the Mikra, finish. Rak Mishum Begodo, and the Begodo, there's no Chilik al Samor, it's al Tboil Nide, Bada Rabbe Tumas Gufa Chamir Olo. Now, Agavuche, and Taisvis Kasha was in Boyal Nida or Yonitma who Begodov can I say Reike Shalzov. So Taisvis says it's a big Nafkamine. So this Taisvis names on for a Dover Poshet that a Boyal Nida has a Tumas Mayonis. That's what Taisvis names on for a Dover Poshet. Now the Kevege Techen Tzu Arash, Perik Aleph Mishnah Gimel the Kalim, it's Arash, it's Arosh also over there. That they were mesupik if it is that way. See to Mosai Olov, a boyal nida does not have all the tumas of a nida. We mentioned before a mishkav of a nida is an avatume, a mishkav of a boyal nida is a rishon l'tume. So the rash in Mesechtes Kalim is mesupik, could be bechavas not in mayonis by a boyal nida. So Rabbi Kevege Teichen Tzu, we hear that Taisus a chagige that Nemzam Fadova Porsche, this is a din mayonis. Because if there's no de mayonis, Taisus Kashe doesn't begin. Because so it's weiter, so there's no de mayonis, so it's only be metame the beget. It'll only be metame the beget. So it's good to Gemara's Kashe. So what did you accomplish? So I say only metame the beget, then there'll be metame the beget, not some more. Va'oid Kashe. Now, Taisa is another kasha. The chimuki lo bekusi orum, according to the Ramoshe mipunta weise, we mentioned before the Gemara b'nois kusim says it's speaking about a kusi orum. So speaking about a kusi orum, so the Gemara says like this. That the beged is not tomei al tam ha'oret because he traveled himself. According to Ramoshe Mipunta Weise, if the whole tuma of an Amoret is because of the begodim he's wearing, Lama li tovel, afilu li tovel namik, even the idna lab noise amedres ava, le ava la rishin, veine metame keili. So the whole Lashna Gemara shver. The Gemara said the reason he's not metame the begodim is because he toveled himself. Akusi yorim mechlau is not metame begodim, because he only has a din rishin la tuma is not metame begodim. Ba'oid kosher le'meiri, desanye behedye betesefte, sofik reshus ha'ma'oret medrosei ve'aseitoi ve'chatzitzoi toyer l'chulin v'tomei l'truma. It's unclear what all these things are, but al koponim ha'negei alonu, the meiri found a tesefte, the tesefte said by an ha'ma'oret he'aseitoi Toher lechulin v'tomei l'trume. That means we hear here a whole pilpul is a amaoret metame behesed. So he found a tesefta. The tesefta says it matters. Legabi chulin, he's not metame behesed. That sounds like the Rabbi Natam. Legabi trume, he is metame behesed. At alkeino yenira leforish, as this Marie, he found a mirdike metziah. ולגבי תרומי מטעמי כל דובו כזוב, ולגבי תרומי נעמות איזה דינו וזוב, אבל תוהר וכו'. אבל לגבי חולה נדוז נבד, אין סמה טעמה בהסד לגבי חולה. וכל הסמלוס, הטייס וסז, now, with this, טייס אפטר, we have now leeway. וכל נדע אשכן דמטעמי, so ever, will ever find out that that הזוב, that that המורץ is מטעמה בהסד, מוקמינה בתרומה, הוא עושה, speaking about תרומה. And when it's סמה טעמה, speaking about חולה. וכי כפורך בגיטן ולכי שמה תעשיתם אישתי נידה, דגמור אין גיטן is speaking about that a person gave a pekodon of trume to an amaoret. So the Gemara says, שמה תעשיתם אישתי נידה, so according to this Tosefta, why do you need תעשיתם אישתי נידה? He himself is מטעמה בהסת, amaoret. אף אגב זה בתרומה קיימה הוסף, נוסו דה פסיקה לינוק, and usually the wife moves it, the husband isn't home most of the day. Vasoi, basically knock at Vasoi, that's the more hot on the wife. Voidachaish lo tumedarais, the more speaking about a tumedarais, voidachal tumedarabon. So the more says, let's be afraid the wife moved the tumed. Chikoma bechulin shemeteisha beloi mishtenide, pshon inach nokte. That means they're speaking about chulin and tumed, so alts the tumed, you don't have to worry about the ishtenide, alts the chulin. The Gemara Chapton Shemetesh will Ishtinid. Veraya Ledvorov Motino Birishalmi. Now Tosva says, I found a raya to the Mairi, from a Yerushalmi. The Koma Bigdei Prushim Medres Loichlei Trume. We have in our Mishneh Bigdei Prushim, a person who eats Chulim Betare. His begodim are tomei medres la'oichlei trume. For oichlei trume, it's tomei medres. That's his begodim. Uboi, so the Yerushalmi clears a shaila, gufoi shel porush. Forget about the big day porushim. Gufoi shel porush. Mau sheyase kezov eitzel trume. Does a porush have a din zov by trume? That means the Yerushalmi Kler the Shaila, will a Zov, will a Porush be Metame Trume Behesed? That means the Mari found a Tosefta that an Amoret is Metame Trume Behesed. He's not Metame Chulim Behesed. So now the Yerushalmi Kler the Shaila, will a Porush be Metame Trume Behesed? A Yerushalmi and the Yerushalmi. Yeah. Heise, Vosninon, now, again, we're going to have this Mishnah in Paris, and the Chazanish is Mavayel, the Rishalmi learned Goran and Rupshat. Vosninin ha-meniach ha-ma'oretz b'soich b'ese l'shomre. The Rishalmi, let's forget about ha-ma'oretz. The Rishalmi learned it speaks about a Porush. Ha-meniach, let's forget about ha-ma'oretz. He left a Porush b'soich b'ese l'shomre. Kiven shohu roye. Now, this Am Ha'oretz, not that he's not Am Ha'oretz, he's a Polish. He left them beside Beisai, and speaking about he had Trum in the house. Kivin Shuhu Roye Es Anichnosim Ve'es Hayoitzim. Now here, the Chazanisha's Pshat, that the Shomer sees the Nichnosim Ve'yoitzim, so Memele, so everything is toil. Because the Shomer, he's a Polish, the Shomer is an Erlich Yid, he won't let women come in or anything like that, there's Trum in the house, so, you know, the Chadis Big Day Polish is Medris Leloichle Trumas, as Fafalon, so that's, but Al Koponim, the, he himself does not have a din of a Zov, Legabi Trume, so therefore the Kli Cheres Mukav Tzomet Posel is toil. He's not Metame Behesed. The Mishkoveis are toil. He's not Metame. Avo Mishkoveis uKli Cheres Mukofim toil. It's toil. That's what it says in the Mishnah. VeItame, so the Yerushalmi says, Osu Gufay Kizov Eitzel Trume. If you'll say, we're talking about a Shomer, a Porush. And if you say that he is the din zov l'gabi trume, afilu mekofim tmeim, so the klicheres and mekofim it's amit pasul should also be tame. So memele, so the Yerushalmi was poishit from this Mishnah. That means, so the Mishnah is saying as follows, that the shomer was not an amorot, the shomer was a posh. The shomer saw no one was coming in, so the whole shail is only about he himself. So memele, it says that the klicheres hamukev tzamit posel is toil. Yes, the memele, so you see that they never gave him a din of a zov legabi truma. Oma Rav Yehuda Tifter Ba'am Ha'oretz Eitzel Porosh. He says, you made a whole Megillah over here. You said that the Shomer was a Porosh. They're watching Tume, and Lamaise, there's no Tume of Hesed Bagabi de Klicheres. So you see that they did not give a Porosh a Dinzov Lagabi Tume. Who tells you this whole Megillah? I'll tell you a different story. The Shomer was an Amoret, and the food that they're watching is Chulin. So that's how everything is. And in the Amoret is not Metama Behesit, Chulin. Tivta ba Amoret Eitzo Porish, the lace at club, nothing, you don't have any right. Vahashta loimi boilei. So now Pesach is brought about the beginning of the Yerushalmi. This Yerushalmi, Vashtalim Yiboyle, Ela Polish Eitzel Trume, does he have a din Zoviz Metame Beset? Aval Amoret Eitzel Trume, Pshitalai. So forget, that's very good, like the Mari Molchai, that Amoret is Metame Trume Beset. Omalei Ramone. So Ramona says, so they upgefragt the whole Reihe from the Mishnah, Kolma da onu kayomim betruma na kayomim. The Mishnah is speaking about truma. It's very much kein Kopf that the Mishnah is speaking about truma. It's speaking about truma. Teida loch shekeinu that the Mishnah is speaking about truma, the taninen, afilo moivel, afilo kofis, hakeu tome, klum yir tmeyim elam ishum hesed. There's missing a word here. Ella eitzel trume. This is the Rashi Zagirsa. Klaimel leishach klal reshus hamoretz. Ella eitzel trume. Shemetame beheset. Period. So what is pshat in the Gemara's kasha? So the Gemara's kasha is Ramon asked the kasha like this. In the Sefer it says, if the shomer cannot see who's coming in, everything is coming. So we chayish for noshim, we chayish for everything. So he says, the Rabbi Yechanan said, we're only chayish that noshim came in if it's negeya truma. With negeya chulun, we don't clear these chashoshes at all. So memele, if it says in the Sefer, that if the shomer is unable to see who came in, so we say everything is tummy because we're chayish that the anisha came in. So we see we're speaking about truma. So memele, so it's not the way you said. We're speaking about truma. So umas nisin zut tachazanisha grais lav bama oret mayri. So your upshot is wrong. The Mishnah is not speaking about an Ama Oretz, because the Mishnah is speaking about the Bama Oretz, but speaking about Chulun, you'd never be Chayish for Noshim. That's his memory of Rabbi Yechanan. The Mishnah is speaking about Trume, and we're back to the old Pshat, and the Shemer was a Porush, and the Reish is Muchach, that they never gave a Porush, and in Zov L'Gabi Yechli Trume. But if he can't see where Chayish, maybe Noshim came in, that is Pshat. Avo Porish ain't in Metam Medras Vesit. Bekitzel. So this is the Pshat of the Meiri. The Meiri learned Pshat at what? That an Amoret is not Metam Chulun Behesit, is Metam Trume Behesit. And the Rishalmi says that Porish is not Metam Filo Trume Behesit also. The Hikshe Loi Hari, the Amashili Perik Anezokim, ain Oisim Chalis Amoret Betare. Now, here it means as follows, that if you have a baker, an ontlich baker, a chova, and he has an amaoretz that made a dough, and the amaoretz comes over to this baker, and he tells him, you know what, I want to be mechabed you, you should be mafchish chala. So he ain oisin chalas amaoretz betare, he should not be mafchish the chala, Because this is a shrek. The Amoretz made the dough, so it's tummy already. That's all you need, that this onzlecha yid should be matrish chalo. People say, well, he was matrish chalo, mistame, it's chalo teire. And really, it's chalo tmeya, because the Amoretz made the dough. Avol, oisin isosai betara, but this is what you do. You, if the chover, who is the baker, was niskabit to make the whole isa betare, that means Amoretz did not touch it, so oisin isosai betare, v'noitel heimeno kedei chalo. Now, he takes kedei chale from this isa, this chover takes kedei chale, u'meniche bekvisha oi ba'anchus. He puts it into certain types of kelim which are not mekabel tumen. Now the Amoretz comes, he'll take these, here's the Issa, here's the Chala, because this Kvisha and Chus is not Mekabel Tumen, so you don't have to be afraid that the Amoretz will be Metamed. According to the Ri, that Amoretz is Metamed Trume Behesed, so as he'll go and pick up this keli and chale is his kedushas truma, kivin shemetame beheset l'truma kemetame l'chale is kemetame d'chale. So this is the hashrek. V'yishloima d'hosam kivin shloi koreloi shem adayim. There wasn't a kriya shem. Havalei chulen the psichi buhu chale. It's chulen which has a potential to become chale. Lei metame beheset. It's not metame beheset. It doesn't say that he's mafresh chale. He says kedei chale. Chaimash melishne did not get kedei chale. V'loi chola adayim. They didn't become chale yet. V'iyu b'mago metame. If he'll touch it, he'll be metame b'mago. Lochi porich. The gemara asks, maybe the amoretz. Dil menoga, maybe the amoretz will touch it.